And you are listening to 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Creative Impact. This is a time of week we get together with the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance. Her name is Deb Pollack. She is our content partner for Creative Impact, and we explore the creative industries in Washtenaw County in all of its myriad of forms. And we like to introduce you to new people, new concepts, new ideas, new programs, and today is certainly going to be one of those days. Deb, and thank you so much for being here.
Always fun to be here, David. It's always fun. And this week, we are going to be mashing up a couple of the arts and creative industries.
How so? And what are we talking about exactly?
So we've got a few things in store, or should I say story time this week. We're mashing up the literary and the visual arts. Our guest today is Edith Donnell, and she is a teen librarian at the Chelsea Public Library, and most important to our conversation, one of the co-founders of Kids Read Comics. Welcome to the show, Edith.
Welcome, indeed.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Kids Read Comics, of course they do. Most of my friends when I was a kid read comic books. I see my grandson starting to get involved with comic books. I remember more kids getting in trouble for having comic books in class than anything else from my school days. That's not necessarily the case today, is it?
No, it really isn't. Even when we started Kids Read Comics 10 years ago, it was still considered a bit not cool for the parents. But we knew as librarians, as educators, that comics have an incredible impact on kids' literacy. Kids really understand reading when they read comics. And so the transition is actually easier to regular forms of, just word literature. But comics itself are such a powerful way to learn. They're even making comic book textbooks these days.
Well, that's interesting.
So there's
just the marriage of visual and words?
It is. And it's that kind of immediacy that comics gives you. The ability to be highly, just relate to the characters, relate to the context of the content, and be immediately passionately included in what's going on the page.
I hear some passion in your voice. I just wanted to go back for a second and say, what is your origin story with the comics?
Well, don't you know librarians have superhero powers?
I believe that with my heart of hearts.
So I loved comics as a kid. I definitely was one of those kids reading Scrooge McDuck and even old Western comics that were lying around my family's cottage. We would go to the comic book store downtown in Ann Arbor as a kid and get the oldie comics, Donald Duck, Daffy Duck, you name it. If there was a duck in it, I was reading it. And I loved comics right up until getting into college, and then I discovered anime and manga, Japanese comics, and a whole nother world out there of comics, international comics, in a way that I hadn't realized before. And I got, when I came to libraries, I got involved in teaching or helping kids learn about how to make their own comics. I worked with Jersey Drozd, and I wanted to create a comic book
convention. And who's Jersey Drozd?
So Jersey Drozd is one of my co-founders. He's a comics educator who used to live in Ann Arbor. Absolutely a wonderful guy in terms of being able to draw kids in and make them learn about how to make their own comics.
And so he was one of the co-founders of Kids Read.
That's right. So back in 2008, Chelsea District Library, where I work, won the best small library in America.
Cool.
It gave us this sort of boost of energy. And I thought, I can do anything.
I have superpowers.
So I just ran around telling everyone that I wanted to do a comic book convention. And then somebody said, hey, I know these two voice actors, and they'd be interested in coming to Chelsea. Yuri Lowenthal and Tara Platt, big name voice actors. Well, in a big comic book convention world, that's where it's at. What those big comic book conventions do. They have voice actors and actors and big name splashy people.
And a bunch of people in costumes.
And a bunch of people in costumes. Absolutely. Spectacle. So I said, all right, I can build a comic book convention around the visit of these two people. And we're going to have a two-day comic book convention. It's not just going to be a couple hours. This is going to be an all-day affair. And it's going to be the comic book convention of your dreams, meaning free, hands-on, and everybody gets to meet everyone else without spending like $1 million to get signatures.
Oh, very important to parents.
Absolutely. So that was kind of the impetus. That's the start.
So that's what started it. But it actually evolved into something else. And I love this point that you make in your website, that Kids Read Comics actually evolved into something more, which is it's more about readers than fans, and about connecting more than collecting, and participating more than passively observing, which tends to be more of the other kind of comic con sorts of things.
Absolutely. So that is another issue that we really were thinking about. Jersey, Dan Mishkin, Dan Merritt, Katie Merritt, and actually Androst as well, Jersey's wife. So we were all thinking, gosh, guys, what is going to make the most powerful experience for kids, an experience that will transform them and allow them to unlock that hidden creative potential? And what we realized was focusing on creator interaction, that was critical. Kids can walk into our conventions and they can connect immediately with a creator of a comic book, in many cases a comic book they might have read at the library.
Mm-hmm.
And that comic book artist can say to them, you can do this, and you're doing this.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with my co-host Deb Pollock, and our guest today is Edith Donnell, the co-founder of Kids Read Comics and a teen librarian at the Chelsea Public Library. Is it for everyone? Sometimes, you know, if you don't have success as an artist and you don't feel you're doing a good job as a kid, you lose a little bit of confidence. How do you offset the hands-on participation for those who may not feel as though they're succeeding?
Well, it's a really interesting thing. I feel that when a kid watches a comic up on stage or in front of them doing a quick draw, which is where they're drawing random stuff that kids are telling them to draw in kind of a semi-competitive formats. We have these at all of our conventions. The kid gets inspired and they feel like, wow, that guy's just drawing little random squiggles on the page. He's a big name or she's a big name, right? Comic book artist. I can draw squiggles on the page too. So there's that freeness, especially when kids are young. When they're older and they're feeling maybe more self-conscious, they can take their artwork and sit down with an artist from any one of our artists. And we have 60 at A2CAF this year. Sit down with one of our artists.
Incredible.
And share their artwork. And the artists,
and they'll get positive feedback.
They will. And they'll get the kind of positive and critical feedback that they need to hear. So that's the important thing. We tailor it to the individual need of the student.
And so how important is that art of storytelling in literacy development and development into an adult?
So I think it's extremely important. One of the beautiful things about comics and that visual aspect is that when you're reading the words on the page, you have a better understanding of what those words really mean. Your brain is developing new pathways in a way that you might not be when you're reading regular words. And so what we know about children, especially boys, is that they have trouble visualizing things in their minds. A comic book.
I can speak to that.
And a comic book design is something that really helps develop those neural pathways so that they are able to develop the ability to create those images or stories.
So in a word, parents should embrace
absolutely
involvement in comic books.
Certainly. So Kids Read Comics is marking its 10th anniversary, and over those years you had a chance to meet a lot of comic book creators and see and how and what they do. Do you have a sense, I mean, is there any one path? What comes first, the drawings, the stories, the characters?
There are so many different pathways. Jim Ottaviani writes these amazing science comics.
Uh-huh.
He writes them, and then he gets an artist to work with him to create the comic around that. Now, if you're Raina Telgemeier or you're Lucy Knisley, these are individuals who are writing and drawing about their personal experience. And so they're using art to explain what's going on in their lives. If you're someone like Jim McLean, who's a teacher, he is creating science comics with superheroes because he loves superheroes, but he's creating these superheroes around math concepts. And so those art and the math and science go hand in hand.
That sounds like an interesting way to learn.
Yeah.
Kids Read Comics celebrating its 10th year, and congratulations on that. Ann Arbor Comics Arts Festival coming up this weekend. So
yes.
What's going to be the highlight for you, and what's going to be the highlight for the kids, and is that the same?
I think they're going to be the same in a way. Iron Cartoonist is the kickoff Saturday morning. This is a really fun show. Absolutely the most exciting way to kick off the program.
Well, that's great. We'll have some of this information up on the website.
Absolutely.
So that folks can find it. But Edith, congratulations on all of this and really for inspiring kids and bringing all these folks together.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for bringing the passion. I hear it in everything you say about this. This is a program that's dear to your heart, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
You can find out more about Kids Reads Comics and the upcoming Ann Arbor What's it called?
Ann Arbor Comics Arts Festival.
That's it, the Ann Arbor Comics Arts Festival. Thank you so much, Edith Donnell. She is the co-founder of Kids Read Comics, and she will be on hand when the festival takes place this weekend. Deb Pollack, as always, thank you for your time today on Creative Impact, and I'll look forward to our next visit.
Absolutely.
Deb Pollack is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, our content partner for the weekly feature Creative Impact. To visit our archive, visit WEMU.org. To get more information on all of today's program offerings, go to WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.